Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Simon Walker. It's your birthday today, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's your birthday the day we're recording the show. But, you know, I just had to say it. Now, I've interviewed you before about books,
yes.
And you completely blew me sideways. I had no idea what was coming. It was completely different. So I'm so happy to see your music list, apart from a couple of tracks, because most of them, I love the songs as well. Obviously, you're going to tell us about your musical memories. Tell us about the first one, which is Carole King, It Might As Well Rain Until September.
Well, yes, this is one of the first records I really remember liking. And it was the summer that I was preparing for my common entrance exam. Actually, what happened was I failed my common entrance and I had to retake it. So the summer holidays were spent having to revise. My parents very wisely made me stay home and study and study and study. So I thought It Might As Well Rain in September rather than an apt song for the year, in fact.
Okay, so we're going to have a listen to that and hear a bit more about your story afterwards. So, Carole King, It Might As Well Rain Until September.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be.
Beatles, yay, is on your soundtrack here too. You've chosen Penny Lane.
Well, you know, it was very difficult to choose a track. The Beatles were very much part of my teenage years, as they started really in about 1962 when I was 12 and carried on until 1968 when I was 18, more or less. I had to include a Beatles track. I thought Penny Lane was quite an evocative one, but there are so many other ones one could have chosen. But it is a favourite of mine.
It must have been awesome growing up in those times. It's definitely, I wished I was there then.
Well, it was, because it was a time of great change, of course. You know, the swinging 60s, as they were known, and well, everything changed. Society changed, the way we thought, the way we dressed, the way we behaved.
Mm-hmm.
So it was exciting, and it was nice to be part of my teenage years.
So jealous. So jealous. I would love to have been around then. Those clothes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the music.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, of course, at school we had to be very formally dressed with stiff collars and all sorts of things and boaters in the summer.
Oh, lovely.
So, but we used to hate it, of course. So the holidays are a great time to rebel and dress up wild.
There we go. So we're going to go down Penny Lane by the Beatles.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children having him.
This will be 39 programmes I will have done of this, and I think this is the first time that Elvis Presley has appeared.
Wow.
I know. I mean, what people do I know? They're all fired. So thank you for having my favourite on the show. I will have to take off my headphones because I do cry every time I do hear Elvis Presley, but the wonder of you, which just... goosebumps already. What memory do you have associated with this?
Well, again, it's no particular memory, other than the fact that Elvis Presley was also very much a part of my young life. He was huge back in the 50s and the 60s. And actually, this particular track was made in 1970, when he was sort of in the latter part of his life, sadly, as we were subsequently to find out. In fact, he died... And I remember hearing on the radio when I was here in Malta on my first or second trip here, which was shocking. I particularly like this song, though, because I think it's very evocative of him. I just saw the new Elvis Presley film last week with Aaron Butler, who I thought was superb.
cried all yes. the way through that.
And it really was wonderful. Mm. I loved it. So I couldn't not have an Elvis
Thank
track.
You very much.
Well, feel like did it just for you.
My birthday. So we're going to listen to The Wonder of You, and hopefully I can keep myself composed when we come back.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in heaven. When you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the
Elvis and the Beatles as you were growing up, was there a kind of, you had to like one or the other publicly, or it was okay to like both?
No, well, in fact, funnily enough, I think it was all right to like both, but there were also people like Billy Fury, who I was really tempted to try and include on this because I love him, who was a sort of Elvis look-alike and sound-alike, who was very big in England at the time. No, but I think most people admitted liking both.
Both, okay.
Stones and Beatles were different.
Ah, there was a big rivalry there, was
yes,
there?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the Stones are still going, aren't they? They're still...
They are indeed.
My goodness, that's scary, really.
It is a bit.
But I wish Elvis was still here, but he's not. We're on to another one of my favourites, too. This is quite a sort of sad song, though. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Elton John. Big song,
huge,
you know.
Song, yes.
So...
Well, Elton, again, I love Elton John. I've got every single LP he's ever made, and that covers a long period of time, as you can imagine. I've seen him live a few times, sadly not with his band. I chose this particular track because he did a fabulous concert at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, with a huge orchestra and choir. And, in fact, when he did this track with all the backing of the... It's so splendid, you can't imagine. But again, it was tough to pick one track of his because there are so many marvellous ones. But this is a bit of a sort of a pop, you know, favourite one, I think.
And, like I say, just a huge song. And if it can take you back to the Royal Opera House, that's not a bad place to be.
Absolutely.
There we go. So we're going to listen to Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
No more of your darkness on my pictures. seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning. So where's someone else I see?
Mr. Blue Sky ELO. This is quite cheery. We like this one. Where does this memory take you to?
Well, this takes me back to 1977. And 76 in London, England, was a very hot year. In fact, they're enjoying the hottest summer ever since then.
Ooh.
At the moment. but it was rather special at the time for all sorts of reasons. But I love the fact that in 1977, when the weather wasn't quite so good, this used to cheer me up. And it's a song I still love to this day. Every time I think of it, I think of lovely summers.
But it is one of those, when you start to sing it, you can't stop singing it, and it really does just lift you up. It's,
yeah, absolutely. You have to tap your feet.
Yeah, I think this must be the world's happiest song. I think we get too much blue sky here. I'm a big fan of clouds, frankly.
Oh. So, yeah. I have to disagree with you.
No. But no, we're coming to the end of summer, at least, thankfully. But yeah, so we are going to listen to Mr. Blue Sky by ELO.
Shoulder, never mind.
Al, thank you for this one. This is another one we're going to be waving our arms around in the studio. So another song just puts a smile on your face. Village People, YMCA, there are the actions, you know, you've got to do it. What a fun track. Where does this take you?
Well, this takes me back to my disco days.
Yay! You were really born at the best time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Can't complain.
Ah.
Though this was marvellous because it was, again, something very different again. Mm-hmm. Albeit in the 70s, and it was a time when I was young enough to be getting out to discos and going to work the next morning and things like that. But I love this. I love the Village People are so different and, you know, so camp in a way.
So fun, though, weren't they?
But such fun.
Ah.
And I thought it was a good example of wild disco music of the 70s, anyways.
And did you used to dress up to go to discos as well? Was that something?
Oh, yes. Well, you used to go along in the middle of winter in your overcoat and scarf and hat and everything else, go into the changing rooms at the disco, take everything off and put your shorts on and go out and bop away.
Wow, fantastic!
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
And then go back, put trousers straight into the office. Oh, great.
We lived dangerously in those days.
Wow. Yeah, and why not? Everything's a bit sort of sanitised, isn't it, otherwise?
It is, yes.
But yeah, it must have been great to be around when everything was brand new. And just,
yes.
So we're going to YMCA our way around the studio.
And several times to roller skates as well.
Really?
On roller skates, rather, yes.
Oh, wow. I wish you had video. This is when they should have had Facebook and Instagram. Wasted opportunities. So let's have a bit of a bop to this one. Village People's YMCA.
Stop you back on your way. It's fun to stay at the
Now, you're one of my favourite people, but the next song... I just don't like them. But it's not about liking, it's about musical memories. So what's your musical memory around Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger?
Well, I have to tell you, I don't like Oasis.
Oh, thankfully, I knew I liked you.
But I do like this song.
Oh.
And I think it's, again, I wanted, sort of moved up, skipped over the 80s into the 90s here. But I wanted an example of 90s sort of music. And at the time, there was Oasis, Blur, all these people sort of vying with each other to be the most popular.
Be the most depressing, you mean?
Well, in a way, yes. But I just think this is a lovely song.
Okay.
Listen to it. Don't think of Liam Gallagher.
No. I try not to.
Just enjoy the melody, which is...
To be fair, the words are really good, and it is a good life lesson.
It is indeed, yes.
So we'll take that from it.
We won't look back in anger.
We won't look back in anger, and we'll listen to the song, and yeah, there we go. another, you know, up to the minute kind of, well, another new classic, I suppose, Coldplay, came onto the scene around about those days too. But this one you've chosen, Viva La Vida.
Yes.
Why this song?
I'm sorry, it's rather like Oasis. I don't really care for Coldplay.
But he's very handsome.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sorry. My show.
I shall comment on that. But I'm not mad about their music. But I love this song. Mm. Again, I think it's just very different and catchy. And the moment I heard it, I couldn't stop listening to it. And again, I wanted an example of something from the 2000s. And I thought this was, you know, a good one for me. Anyway.
Does this one get you dancing still, though?
Well, sort of.
There's obviously a naughty memory there, so we're going to leave that one in your head. We're going to listen to Coldplay's Viva La Vida. Loads of energy in that one. That is a good one, actually. And yeah, I think he's handsome. So now we're going on to a band I probably wouldn't have associated with you either. but again, it's about memories. Take that.
Well, I know I'm not really a typical boy band person, but Take That have been around for a long time. And Gary Barlow, Robbie Williams, and so they've written and sung a lot of very good songs.
Yes, yes.
I chose this one because it's sort of a later one, because I liked it as soon as I heard it. And actually, I heard the other day, it's supposed to be written about Robbie Williams, who had left
and,
as you know, went through quite a lot of bad times. Mm. And it's really sort of telling him in a way to pull yourself together, you're a good man, and get on
with it. Shine, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good message, I thought. And it's my token boy band.
There you go. And, well, another nice message. So it just sort of shows your character a bit as well, that you're, you know, leaving these lovely memories, or passing these lovely memories on to Shine by Take That.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But just look in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, all your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, can have it all. Oh, so come on, so come on, get it on. I don't know what you're waiting for. Your time is coming, don't be late. Hey, hey, so come on, see the light on your face. Let it shine, just let it shine. Let it shine. Stop being so hard. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise. And it may feel good, and you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down, 'cause you can have it all.
Okay, so now, this must have been a hard one to choose, ABBA. The revival at the moment is incredible, isn't it? Have you seen any of the concerts or anything that have happened?
No, sadly not, actually. I always loved ABBA, right from the beginning. And again, I wanted to pick them because I used to listen to them over many years. It was difficult to pick a particular song, but I thought, at the risk of being corny, it was rather a good message. Music has been a very important part of my life, and as you can tell, you know, gives you lots of lovely memories. So I thought, thank you for the music, was perhaps a bit corny, but rather appropriate.
A really nice one. But did you followed them from the very beginning, from them winning Eurovision?
Waterloo.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And funnily enough, Benny and Bjorn, when I worked for Intercontinental in London, used to stay regularly at the Mayfair Intercontinental then, and wrote a lot of music there, in fact. So there was a bit of an association, you know, with my old working life as well.
Just go and check on one after them, see any notes they've left behind.
I think we couldn't find any, unfortunately.
But apparently they've got this show at the moment where they're doing avatars, which is like they're sort of screening themselves, and it's apparently the best thing you'll ever see. So I'm hoping to sort of try and blag some tickets to that at some point.
Oh, wonderful,
yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds really, I think the closest thing you could get to having been there when they were in their heydays and stuff.
Oh, well, let's go together.
And these, were these in the discos, were they playing a lot of ABBA in discos
as
well, yeah?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes, back in the, you know, in the, I suppose, the 80s, wasn't it, 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
Well, even 70s, maybe, I can't remember.
Yeah, end of 70s Waterloo,
I think it was,
yes. Yeah, when it started.
Yes, so many good songs by them, so difficult to choose one, but this one does say it all.
Excellent. No, and the longevity of the band, is that there aren't many people that do that stay current, and people just still want to dress up like them and do things. So we're going to kudos to ABBA, and we're going to play out on Thank You for the Music. And thank you so much, Simon Walker, for being my guest this week on Musical Memories.
Thank you, Monique. Enjoy it.
I'm nothing special, in fact I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in honesty, what would life be without a song?
Without a song or dance, what are we? So
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.